Welcome to another episode of A Mental Health Break. I'm your host and author of the book, Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Vincent A. Lancey. We have an extremely meaningful conversation for the world of mental health in store today with one of the leaders of The Shift, the show that shifts the conversation. It lets us know that we are all not alone. Just like this podcast, we have a voice and we need to share it together. Today's guest is a connection from an earlier guest, Josh Grenowitz. You may recognize him from a few of my platforms, but Josh had such amazing things to say about Mary and her passion for mental health. So once we connected, I realized too, I had to bring her on the show. She is streaming from Los Angeles and we'll talk about a lot of things, including some virtual summits for you mental health advocates she has on the way. So allow me to now introduce Mary Albertoli. Mary, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you, Vincent, for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm looking forward to starting this new working relationship between the two of us. We both are very passionate about mental health, and we're going to find out all about why today. Would you mind giving our listeners a little preview into your story and also touching on your role relating to mental health?
Well, certainly. Back in 2018, I was very disturbed by a story of a 9-year-old who had taken her life due to peer bullying and racial slurs that she received at school. And I thought, my God, you know, what is going on where, you know, kids that young don't feel like they have the option to open up honestly and authentically about what they're dealing with. So I reached out to one of the producers that I know who's been very much in social media contact, Maureen Isern, who's now our, she's our director of creative content on the show. And we decided to coordinate not only who she knew in her life, but who I knew in my life. And now our team is about 40 people, including Nadia Sermova, who's also a wonderful producer and actually is the CEO of the company. And Kitty Overton, who is our chief content strategist. And we're developing a platform with two wellness rallies starting actually on May 1st, one in Chicago, where we're gonna actually have, we've already had multiple teens and young adults send in content through submission forms. And we're gonna use that to really jumpstart this conversation where we can let go of stigma and really embrace the fact that we are all human beings. And in our humanity, it is honestly normal for all of us to be experiencing what we're experiencing. We have a second one coming up on May 15th in Chicago, and which is it's very exciting because we have Lori E. Lightfoot speaking with her partner on behalf of mental health. And in our LA one, we have some actors who are going to be co-hosting. And we just want to get the voice as loud as possible around mental health, the resources that are available. We've partnered with multiple mental health organizations in LA, including NAMI, Rincon Family Services in Chicago, and Recovery International in Chicago. We have so many different partners up that giving from their heart to make this possible. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, I can tell the passion just staring at you in the screen right now. I feel the passion. And for everybody listening on, you see all of the big things that are in the works for this company. She's already described going up to having a staff of 40. And this time span, this feels like it happened like just like that, I bet.
The pandemic kind of threw all of us. We were working on this since 2008. We were going to do a show with a bus that was a makeshift studio that would travel throughout the country, offering young adults and teens an opportunity to speak on behalf of mental health in their communities and what they're seeing are their major issues, and then providing resources to help manage those issues. Of course, now we're in the digital world with, you know, the pandemic still going on. So that's why this is going to be a huge virtual event.
I am looking forward to not only seeing this, how this event goes, but seeing it all unravel. And as this company grows bigger, perhaps it will be coming to a city near you. I, of course, am going to do everything I can to get y'all out here in Tampa, but I'd like to look back on your personal journey here, Mary. The more common or at least discussed types of mental health disparities are mood disorders, anxiety disorders, and schizophrenia disorders. What did you experience throughout your journey?
Well, you know, it's as a social worker for 12 years, I did see a lot of what you've mentioned. And I thought the biggest issue that came forth with the adolescent and young adult population is that they're not being gotten. They're not being heard. And when they're not being heard and made to feel wrong, or that there's something wrong with them,
right,
then they come from that context in every area of their life. And therefore, there's more disparity. We're seeing the suicide rates go up and the homicide rates go up. The shift is to shift that conversation and let people know that we are all struggling and that we are all managing very intense emotions, especially now with what's been going on in the world.
Couldn't say it better. I think what you all are doing over there to break down these stigmas is going to help and go a far, far way. Was there ever a moment for you where you said, I'm going to become a social worker? And then when it came into the shift where you really wanted to start the advocacy, can you describe to our listeners where that moment in your life came where you really wanted to dedicate yourself to helping others in the mental health field?
Well, I knew from a young age that I wanted to go into social work. I ended up, after 12 years, leaving the profession because primarily it's not prioritized in this country. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I found myself living hand to mouth all the time. So although I stayed in the healthcare vicinity, I knew that my calling was social work. And to become an advocate, it took really realizing that it starts a conversation to start a movement. When we start talking about what we can do as a community to shift the language we're using around mental health and really get straight and flat with ourselves, that any uncomfortability that comes up for us is due to the fact that we ourselves are not giving ourselves permission to feel and think about this.
We need to normalize these conversations, keep having these conversations. Very, very well said. Hopefully conversations like ours can help them become more normalized and help people understand that they truly are not alone. Again, that's why I really love what you're doing over there, because you're just making people understand that they are not by themselves, something they are going through. Someone else is probably going through it. But through your experiences, again, Mary, if you could pick two, and I say just two because I want your most important answers here, we're going to look at the long term and also the short term and daily basis. These two long term initiatives, these two short term initiatives, what can you offer our listeners to improve their mental health?
If you're feeling in crisis, please, please either reach out to a trusted adult that you feel safe enough to speak with, mm-hmm. or let me give you some resources right now. You can actually text hello to 741-741. It's a crisis text line. They'll get you a life counselor on the phone. Do not feel ashamed about doing this.
I love that. Yeah, please continue. That's a great resource right there.
Yeah, and there's also the suicide hotline, and I unfortunately don't have that number in front of me, but certainly I can give it to you later and you could post it on your channel.
Absolutely.
If you'd like.
Absolutely.
In terms of long-term, you know, therapy can work for people. Therapy can be wonderful. You know, in terms of, it's really getting straight that this is all a part of your humanity, you know? So long-term is therapy. Long-term is developing communities of people or groups around you with similar issues that are struggling with the same thing. It's really doing mental health checks every day. How am I feeling? What am I thinking? Is this healthy? Is it not healthy in a right or wrong way? Healthy in it, is it effective? Is it effective for me to sit here and feel like I'm not worth anything? God, no. Reach out and talk to someone you feel safe with, or call a crisis counselor. And I'm not saying that's easy. It takes bravery to call. It takes courage to call.
And I like what you said there, where therapy may work, developing communities may work. It's important to note, everyone listening on, that what works for some does not work for everyone. She just provided several resources for you and the possibility of tangible techniques to help ease your mental health. It's very easy to have that conversation once you get out of your comfort zone and pick up the phone. These people on the phone, they're unbiased third parties. If you don't have anyone you feel comfortable with, as she was saying, They are more than happy to listen to you and tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. With mental health, that's very important. Sometimes people will baby the conversation, but we have to get out in front of that conversation and be sure to stick around to the end of the episode to find out how you can view the shift and listen to what they're doing over there, because they will help you get outside that shell and comfort zone.
One more thing to mention, and our two wellness rallies coming up May 1st and May 15th, which you can actually view. We're going to be streaming it from all of our different platforms, but our website is www.shiftheshow.com. So on May 1st, it starts at 11. On May 15th, it starts at 11. There will be a bunch of resources provided. This rally is going to be highly interactive in terms of being able to see people whose stories are much like yours and then relate to them. And then we'll have surveys. We'll have ways in which you can interact so you feel fully involved in this.
Thank you for sharing that. And is this going to be Eastern time zone you're talking about? Pacific time?
It's Pacific time.
Okay, great. It's I wanted to make sure everybody on the
thank
show.
Thank you very much for saying that. Yeah.
Absolutely. I always ask my guests right around this time how they plan on raising awareness for mental health in the future. We now know about May 1st at 11 Pacific, May 15th at 11 Pacific. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners as far as initiatives you're taking on, your company's taking on for mental health awareness?
We want to be seen and heard in every part of the country, in every state. If you feel like you want to come to our website and you feel like you're, like you said before, Vincent, you want us to come to you, we are willing and able and ready to go. We have top-notch people here who really just care about, you know, speaking wellness into people's lives.
Yeah, we're definitely going to speak about that when this episode ends. We're definitely going to continue to work together. And all thanks to our good friend Josh, who thought some like-minded individuals should have a conversation. And so far, I know you all are listening on, so you see the value that's come out of this talk. And now we're about to get some more great perspective as we head into the Spotlight story. Each week, I share the mental health story of someone in the spotlight because I want to let you, the listeners, know you are not alone. I want you to understand that even though someone looks like they are healthy from the outside, they may not be on the inside too. And this article today is on an actress many of us know in Winona Ryder. She's a very famous actress who has used her platform to break down mental health stigmas. And I want to share a few very, very solid quotes I found in this article. I don't regret opening up about what I went through with depression, because it sounds really cliche, but I have had women come up to me and say, "It meant so much to me." It means so much when you realize that someone was having a really hard time and feeling shame and was trying to hide this whole thing. There were times when I let it feel too overwhelming and almost like shamed, but I had to just get over that. When she looked deeper into the depression in her life, she also shared, quote, "There was a time when I was 19 when I was really, really, really thought I was going crazy." She said she has been about her brief stay in a psychiatric clinic. "I was exhausted and going through a terrible depression. I had had panic attacks from the age of 12, probably from the pressure of working and then going through adolescence on screen. I learned she left to go get a year of intensive therapy where she was, quote, wallowing and eventually got sick of it. She got sick of being sick." Mary, what do you take away from all of these quotes and stories relating to Winona's mental health?
Well, I mean, it sounds like she went through her journey, and we all have a journey around mental health. I don't care who you are. And you can either be in denial of that journey or you can embrace it. And I'm not saying it's easy to embrace. And it affects all of us, you know, no matter where we're at in our lives. I mean, we, like you said, appearances can be deceiving. So, you know, if you are someone who, you know, feels pretty good about themselves, you know, be in the listening of your neighbor. If they're suffering or if they're struggling, you know, to stop and to offer, if you can be of service to them in a way to connect them with help they need, is so important.
I couldn't expect anything else out of that answer. I think you hit it on the head this entire episode. And I know our listeners are going to see all the value with you. So thank you so much for coming on. I loved how you talked about journeys over and over again. We are all on this journey. We obviously love your passion for mental health. And I appreciate you giving all the insight to these upcoming events on May 1st at 11 Pacific and May 15th at 11 Pacific. We'll go over how to find those events again soon. And of course, I love how you shared those hotlines, Mary, because although people know they exist, hearing they exist again may just be what someone needs who listens to this episode. So thank you. And I'd also now like to ask you for your last word. I do this on my other show as well, because I want the listeners to really have the opportunity to get to know all of the guests I bring on. Is there something else you would like to share today?
Sure. There's been many points in my life, Vincent, when I felt like my life was not valuable, but it was, and it is. And I want to say to all the listeners, I don't care where you are in your mental health journey, your life is of value. So please, I urge you, if you feel like you're going to harm yourself or others, get to someone you can talk to. This is not about right or wrong. This is about your sanity and your soul and humanity. So I would like to leave our listeners with that message.
Amazingly said. Can you now share how to please find you, to reach out to you, talk to you, see all the great stuff you have going on one more time?
Sure. Once again, it's my team that's amazing. It's not just me. You can go to www.shiftheshow.com. And you'll see what we're up to. You'll see resources that are available. All of our partners are here to help you. So please, when you get a moment, you know, come and look at what we have offering. And that is where the wellness rallies will be streamed.
All right, everyone, you heard that again. Be sure to check out her contact and head to that site right after this episode ends, because there's a lot of great things on the horizon for you to take part in a virtual facet. So please, shiftheshow.com. And now it is also social media time for the show. And we're on whichever platform you enjoy using most. We're at A Mental Health Break on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And over on Twitter, we're at Podcasts by Lancey. So you have updates from this show and that entrepreneur show. Of course, my handles are at Vincent A. Lancey on all social media and YouTube. And my website is vincentalancey.com. If you enjoy my books, please DM me or email me. I would love to hear from you. We have Mr. Lancey Talks Mental Health, Left for Dead, A Story of Redemption, and How to Transform Your Mindset When the Norm is Changed. All are on my website now, on Amazon now, whichever you prefer. If you enjoyed Mary's conversation today, please continue listening and rate this show 5 stars. I work hard to find value delivering guests for you on each episode. And with that, I would like to thank you all for listening and see you all on the next episode of A Mental Health Break.